DW.
The mood in China's northern region of Inner Mongolia is tense. Videos like this one show chaos in the streets, at schools and police stations, with students, parents, and other locals shouting at police and blocking off the schools. There have been similar incidents across a number of Inner Mongolia cities in recent weeks. They're protesting against new rules for Mongolian language schools here in Inner Mongolia, an autonomous region in northern China. Roughly 25 million people live here, and a fifth of them are ethnic Mongolians. Many of their children go to Mongolian language schools. But this year, the Chinese government issued a surprising order. Beginning in September, these schools would only be allowed to teach in Chinese, specifically the subjects of politics, literature, and history. That is to say, subjects that have helped pass on a great deal of the Mongolian language and culture. The move has angered many in the community. A prominent Mongolian Chinese artist, who asks to stay anonymous so as to avoid trouble with the police, explains.
There's a large contradiction within the Mongolian population. There's resistance coming from every part of society, journalists with state media, teachers, and parents. They've all signed petitions to reverse the decision.
But a reversal seems unlikely. Quite the opposite, actually. China's state and party leadership began a massive crackdown on these protests and school strikes at the beginning of September. The people behind online petitions and chat groups received threats, and some were arrested. Civil servants who've let their kids participate were threatened with dismissal, and students could face suspension. Moreover, online censorship has been amped up. The influential Mongolian language social media app, Bainu, was shut down by Chinese officials. Zi Haiming is an activist in Inner Mongolia. He went into exile in the 90s and fled to Germany. Today, he lives in Cologne. Here's how he sees the situation.
China's leadership has lost its mind. A government that thinks rationally with a constitutional system would never do something like this. The Chinese constitution guarantees equality for all ethnic groups, including the right for minorities to speak their own languages.
But this isn't the first time Beijing has pursued this type of policy. It has been suppressing the cultures of other ethnic groups in China for years. Here's the artist again.
China offers a lot of cultural diversity with various ethnic populations that speak and write in their own languages. This could actually serve China's image. It's not something negative.
But China's leadership sees danger in strong regional identities and fears losing control over them. China's Communist Party has warned time and time again of the possibility of different regions trying to gain independence. The Tibetans and the Uyghurs in particular have experienced these crackdowns in recent years. When it comes to Inner Mongolia, China's state-run media has almost completely ignored the protests. Foreign journalists trying to research on the scene have also been hassled and found themselves in police custody. Government spokesperson Hua Chunying, however, defends Beijing's new language rule. She says a commonly spoken and written language is a symbol of national sovereignty.
DW.